Today is Tuesday, January 25th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So did you ever have one of those friends in your life that, or, you know, family members, or, you know, it doesn't matter. Someone in your life that basically has all these technical problems that you have never even had yourself. Like, they come to you and they say, oh my God, I had this, you know, I had this weird pop-up come up on Google and it said my, you know, there were aliens invading my computer and how do I solve that? And then, you know, oh my goodness, this button didn't appear on my calculator. There's no addition button on my calculator. What's wrong? How do I fix that? And you're like, I have never had that issue in my life. Like, never have I ever had that issue in my life. Well, I just want to say, Scotty, little Aussie Battler, one of the Pride 48, for a long time, he used to do a little podcast. And he would participate in the events. And I think he stopped doing that. But he's now... Gosh, I'm burpy. That was a broccoli and chicken Alfredo from lunch. But anyway, a healthy choice dinner. It was only 200 calories, by the way. But anyway, now he's a listener and a friend to all of us. And we communicate on Twitter. And sometimes, if you don't know who he is, every time he calls in, it sounds like he's calling from an aviary. Because apparently Australia, which is where he lives, is an aviary. Mark and I were watching this show the other day. I believe it was Love on the Spectrum. And it's filmed in Australia. And we were looking, and as they're walking around, they're on a date in some park or whatever. And all of these birds, all these birds up in the trees. And now that I say bird, I know, like... Scotty or someone makes fun of the way I say bird, but how do they say it? Bud? Do they say, we have so many buds here in us? We say bird. Anyway, we pronounce our R's in the U.S. as far as I know. But anyway, so all of these birds are flying around them. And they're birds that we would only see in zoos, like parrots and cockatiels and these birds that I don't even know like exist. You know, and you would only see them in a zoo. It's not like I walk out in the cow pasture behind my house and see a parrot sitting up in a tree, you know? So apparently Australia is an aviary. I've just, you know, I figured that, you know, anything that I see on Netflix is true. And we do not have wild parrots just flying around, at least not in my state. I don't know. I don't know what they have in like California and places like that, but not here. So anyway, all that being said, Scotty posts on Twitter. Everyone's been playing this game Wordle. And I'm a really rebellious person. I've come to learn about myself. If there is I do not like peer pressure. So if there is something that's going around and, you know, everybody's, oh, God, you have to do it. Everybody else is doing it. You can't miss out. Or if I pull up to a Wendy's drive-thru and they're like, do you want to try the new, you know, truffle burger or whatever? And, you know, anytime I'm getting this peer pressure, I immediately say, no, you're not going to make me do that. I'm not going to do it. And so I've been trying to avoid this game. But it's all I see on Twitter. Everywhere. Everybody's playing this. Daniel brings it up in Mix Minus. And so I have played a few times. And I'll just say, it is very frustrating. I'm just sitting there. I'm thinking, no, I can't get Mark to help me. I'm not going to cheat. I'm not going to go to ScrabbleWordFinder.net or whatever, you know, and... I'm going to think of these words myself and it'll be the simplest word. I cannot think of it. But anyway, Scotty says on Twitter, he says, First, he can't find it at all. He's like, where is this Wordle? You know, where is Wordle? I can't find it. You know, everybody is posting these photos on Twitter with links and all this kind of stuff. Scotty cannot find it to save his life. He's like, I can't find it. He posts a screenshot of some article that he found, you know, telling where you find Wordle. Everybody else is finding it just fine. Scotty can't find it. Then he finally finds it. And then he says, how do you share these things? I'm not getting a share button on mine. And he posts a screenshot and he is not getting a share button. I mean, that's true. But it just reminds me because I develop the, well, develop air quotes. I don't really write a bunch of code for the Pride 48 website. I use WordPress, so mostly it's all done. There's a little bit of development for some of the automated stuff that we do, but for the most part, I don't have to do a lot of development. But I deal with this as a person who set up a website and, you know, all of these people who are trying to listen to Pride 48 and they say, you know, oh, the player is not working in my browser or I can't pull this up on my phone or, you know, I can't get into the Discord. I don't know how to do that. And there are all these. And so I'm constantly dealing with, and I love everyone, but I can just imagine, you know, this poor guy who wrote this Wordle app, you know, he wrote it. What I heard is he wrote it. I think Daniel told me this. I don't know if this is true, but Daniel said this. He wrote it for his wife because she loves word games. And so like as a gift to his wife, he wrote it. But he put it up on the internet so anybody could use it. And now, you know, he's probably getting inundated by email. I don't know. Maybe he's anonymous. Maybe nobody knows how to get a hold of him. But I can just imagine he's probably getting all these emails. Where's the share button? How do you, can you add this feature? You know, this is not working. What about 6-letter words? Like, or could you, you know, I bet he's getting all of these requests from people. He didn't want to make any money off of it. He just put it up on the web for free. And, you know, Scotty is complaining because he can't find a share button. Anyway, so I love you, Scotty. I'm sure I'll hear from you at some point on this. But anyway, so last night I decided I'm going to learn a new programming language. And I won't go into a lot of details because I know a lot of you get bored when I get too technical, but I'm going to learn Python because Python is a programming language, because I like to automate things and I'm going to start automating some of my podcast creation, or at least that's the goal. And Python is a big language in automation. And I thought I may also be able to use it in some of my work in the Spit Valve Factory. And so I'm going to start learning that. And so I had paid for this tutorial app called Skillshare, and I already paid for the full year. So I started watching some tutorial videos on that. So I'm doing that. I'm adding another thing to my, because like I said before, I have a lot of interests in life. I don't know if it's ADD or if it's just having a lot of interest in life. Because, you know, as you guys know, one minute I'm learning Blender 3D modeling. The next minute I'm learning a new programming language. The next minute I'm building shelves in my attic. You know, I kind of flit around from thing to thing. But the goal is that I'll automate the podcast editing and posting process so that I can just take a file, drop it in a folder, and have it published is the ideal situation. But I did that. We finished. It's Archive. The TV show that I was telling you guys about last night on Netflix is actually called Archive 81, not 82. We finished that show. And I was wondering if they were only going to have one season, because it seemed like a pretty self-contained story. But the way they ended it, I feel like they are going to have another season. And we enjoyed it. We thought it was good. We ate, we worked out, We laughed. We cried. That's about it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.